listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. This week, it's all about Valentine's Day. According to the National Retail Federation, consumers across the country are expected to spend more than $140 on gifts for their significant others. That's up about $8 from last year. I met up with two local business owners in Columbia to find out how they're preparing for the popular retail holiday.
And this is where we'll house all the flowers and stuff. And it's in a room temperature that stays about up to 40 degrees.
Walking past a Valentine's Day window display, past candles, lamps, potted plants, and other decorative items, Kent Anderson is pointing out all the flowers inside the cooling case located in the back of his shop. He's the owner of Kent's Floral Gallery in downtown Columbia. He's been in the floral business for 18 years. Although Anderson says he doesn't expect to sell as much as last year, he says he'll still be busy.
Compared to last year we had a really good Valentine's Day. I'm not expecting it to be as big as last year simply because it falls on a Saturday. And usually when that happens, it's because, you know, people that's sending things to their girlfriends or their wives, they want it to go to their place of work.
The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans will spend about $2.1 billion on flowers alone. Anderson says he's not surprised.
And there's so many places that you can choose from these days, you know, of getting flowers and doing things, you know. But I've, you know, in the business that I've been in for so many years, I still think the florist is the perfect place to go find romance and good quality flowers.
Just down the street, Amy and Mike Adkinson are preparing to hawk their confectionery concoctions at the candy factory. Amy Adkinson has been in the candy business for about a decade. She says Valentine's Day is obviously a profitable holiday for them.
Locally made, handcrafted products.
Being a candy store, we're very much driven around the holidays, so we do look forward to each of those, you know, Christmas, Valentine's, Easter. Those are our big sell times.
Chocolate. The Adkinsons Missouri started planning for Valentine's Day about a year ago. And Anderson says he started ordering flowers right after Christmas to fill the Valentine's Day orders.
We have to send our orders in, get them all planned to get the best prices. Because that is a holiday that is very much controlled by the growers and not the wholesalers or the retail florists. It's controlled price-wise by the growers.
He says flowers are in high demand around this time of year, primarily because of the Rose Bowl Parade. That event uses thousands of flowers, which is why Anderson says prices tend to shoot up around that time of year. Overall, Americans are expected to shell out $18.9 billion on gifts for loved ones this year. That's the largest amount ever, according to the National Retail Federation. Adkinson says she's seen a lot of love over the years.
Valentine's is a really sweet holiday. We have seen marriage proposals through boxes of chocolate-covered strawberries. We've also seen some really unique lovey-dovey messages being sent through boxes of chocolate. And
I asked both business owners what their most popular Valentine's Day gifts are. Adkinson says chocolate-covered strawberries and heart-shaped boxes of chocolates.
Usually for Valentine's, they're here to get our famous chocolate-covered strawberries. They also like to buy boxes of assorted chocolates or heart-shaped boxes of chocolate.
Tulips are very, very popular at Valentine's Day.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Jen Cooper. Thanks for listening.